Robin and I are going to record, so y'all go ahead and shut the door.
Many parents have found themselves in a second marriage with older children. Today, in our Vintage Answers series, Mike and Debbie address the struggles involved.
So Deb has her first letter here.
We are both previously married, and we were having a hard time with our older ones, our older children, from our previous marriage. They both have been very permissive and come home with awful, worldly junk. We didn't understand relationships well. We are learning. They all knew we didn't like what they did over at their other parents, but we had inadvertently made them feel bad, so they enjoyed the sin they were able to do over there and now wanted to be there all the time. My oldest son left, and I let him go and live with his dad. And then my next youngest son, 12, saw all that my oldest one was doing, like going to public school, unlimited boundaries, and whatever else, and he wanted to go. Here, we do school, chores, help with younger siblings, and so forth. I let him go, too, because his heart had already left our home, and it wasn't his fault. His father and I were young and stupid when we married, and then he divorced me, so I let him go. But he behaves well when he comes back home on the weekends. Any help and all prayers are helpful. I have no older family around to help me. My mom works full-time, and my husband's mom is very permissive. Show me how I can love my children, please.
And you talked about your older kids. I think you're right in allowing those older children to go and live with their daddy. You shouldn't allow them to affect you and your husband and the younger children, because they're too old for you to turn around, mother. Now, they're better off with their daddy. And so you need to just kind of turn loose of them and not let that be a burden on the children that you're raising right now. You said we begged for mercy before God and repented to God. That statement, begged for mercy, the mercy that God gives is not given out when we beg. In other words, what Jesus did at the cross in providing mercy is fully and freely and readily provided to all who come to receive it. And when you're begging for mercy, you're really not coming in faith. What you're doing is, in your emotional stress, you're just crying out and protesting your condition. That's not really coming to the cross to receive mercy. When we come to Christ for mercy, we come believing. We come accepting the fact that there is mercy for sinners. But if we don't return from that evil heart, we don't turn from that selfishness, then that frustration is going to continue to exist, and there'll be no mercy, regardless of how much we beg. And repenting to God is not just having a deep sorrow and deep contrition for our vile condition, but to repent to God is actually to come and appropriate the grace of God to stop sinning. Romans chapter 5, 6, 7, and 8 deal with that.
Thanks for listening. I hope it blesses your day. Don't forget to check out Cane Creek Corner for this week's specials.